Therefore, one has to follow in the footsteps of previous authorities in the line of disciplic succession. Otherwise, even the most intelligent men will be bewildered regarding the standard actions of Krishna consciousness. For this reason, the Lord decided to instruct Arjuna in Krishna consciousness directly. Because of the direct instruction of the Lord to Arjuna, anyone who follows in the footsteps of Arjuna is certainly not bewildered. It is said that one cannot ascertain the ways of religion simply by imperfect experimental knowledge. Actually, the principles of religion can only be laid down by the Lord himself. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Srimad Bhagavatam 6:3:19. No one can manufacture a religious principle by imperfect speculation. One must follow in the footsteps of great authorities like Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Manu, the Kumaras, Kapila, Prahlada, Bhishma, Sukadeva Goswami, Yamaraj, Janaka, and Pali Maharaj. By mental speculation, one cannot ascertain what is religion or self-realization. Therefore, out of causeless mercy to his devotees, the Lord explains directly to Arjuna what action is and what inaction is. Only action performed in Krishna consciousness can deliver a person from the entanglement of material existence. Kim karma kim karma iti kavayopyatra moitaha tate karma pravakshami yagyatva mokshase shubhat. Even the intelligent are bewildered in determining what is action and what is inaction. Now I shall explain to you what action is, knowing which you shall be liberated from all misfortune. Today is Labor Day weekend. I guess tomorrow is officially Labor Day, the first Monday in September. Labor means work. And Americans are very proud of their work ethic. I would suppose that they have become the most powerful country in the world for practically the last century, and there's no obvious vision of when they will decline. It's a big country with a lot of resources, and people here do work hard. They have technology. They take the best of everybody else in the world and get them a visa and bring them here. You all know that. The brain drain. But unfortunately, even though they are intelligent, they don't know anything about the real work ethic. Krishna says, in very plain language, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. All of your work, all of your activities are meant to bring you to the point of surrender to the Supreme Lord. Now, America has a religion. There's no doubt about that. They have their Christian religion. But even that work, they don't know very well. Rishabhdev was emperor of the whole world, and he had 100 sons, and they were to inherit his empire. But before they inherited his empire, he advised them to perform tapasya, not to act like the vidbujam, kastan kama narahate vidbujam, not to work like the pigs, not to work for the same thing, the same kind of animal pleasure that is available, eating, sleeping, mating, and dependent. He advised them, everybody's getting that anyway. you get a body and you get a certain amount of sense gratification. It comes automatically. Just like winter and summer seasons come automatically. Just like everything in this world, nobody endeavors to suffer, but it comes without trying for it. And material enjoyment is also going to come. So he advised them, you perform austerity, but not austerity to get better sense gratification. Austerity to please Krishna, to please the Supreme. Tapo Dibyam. Why? Well, if for no other reason, because Brahma Sokyam, it gives transcendental happiness. And it's anantam. It's not sukh and dukh. It's not happiness today and like today. It's the biggest weekend in America for traffic accidents. More people are going to be killed on this holiday weekend than any other time during the year. And everybody's starting out. It's not a 3-day weekend this year. It's a 4-day weekend. Let's go have fun. But some people are going to come back not having had any fun because they lost family members or they died themselves and that wasn't very much fun. And that's the nature of the material world. So austerity for the purpose of becoming amara, immortal. Now, we've heard many times how Hiranyakashipu prayed to Brahma to make me amara. And Brahma said, I can't make you immortal. But actually, he was lying. You can become immortal in the service of the Lord. Because we are eternal anyway. There's no need to become immortal. You are eternal. You're not eternal in this body. As sure as death, as sure as taxes, you're going to die today, tomorrow. There's no guarantee. And believe me, you can have everything going for you. I knew so many men in Bombay. So many big men who... even Marwaris, Gujaratis, who were in Pakistan before partition. Very big people. One of my closest friends, Bridgeratan Mota, he was the husband of Radha Mota, Radha Birla, the granddaughter of Ranchar Das Birla, who was the granddaddy of all the Birlas. He started it off, first one to go from Rajasthan to Calcutta. His granddaughter was married to her. But before that, he and his family was in Karachi, and they had a building. It was called Mota Palace. Even today, it's famous. Huge. But practically overnight, they were penniless. He told me they were living in Bombay, 7 people in one room. Overnight. And then by his karma again, he got it all back. It happens that way, or you may not get it all back. I know so many people like that, and I have in my own life, I have a good example of having the best of health, the very best of health. I didn't get colds. They used to call me the Iron Man. But, for the last 5 years, I've been practically fighting for my life. I was in a coma twice last year. And even now, there's no cure except for the holy name of Lord Nisringadev. I'm not telling you this because I want sympathy. I want you all to know that each and every one of you is subject to the same law. So you have to learn how to perform austerity for the satisfaction of Vishnu, Yajna Vai Vishnu. Yagyar taught Karmanal and Yatra Lokal Yom Karma Bandana. Any other kind of work will bind you to the material world, and if you don't get smashed this lifetime, you'll come back the next lifetime and get smashed. If you're just working for sense gratification, just like some religions in this country, they talk about God, but their only business is sense gratification. And they say thank you, God, every time they enjoy sense gratification. You know, they take some intoxication, or they have a Thanksgiving and they kill a bunch of turkeys and get drunk and say thank you, God. What is that? Krishna's telling Tamasi Ma, don't stay in your ignorance. Jyotirgama, come to me, then you can have unlimited happiness. Yes, you can have happiness. We're not saying you can't have happiness. You can, you should. You're part of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you're exactly equal to Him in quality. You belong with Him. You don't belong in this material world. So even intelligent people can't understand this idea of working properly. And the only way that we are going to understand it is if we become a little humble. Pride goeth before a fall. Krishna does not like pride even in his gopis. Gopis, the most exalted living beings in all the universes. Not in this universe, in all the universes. Gopis, the most beautiful, the most surrendered. Krishna can't even understand the ecstasy they feel by loving Him. He's Radharani, such a devotee, we can't even imagine. Mahabhava. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radharani. And yet, still, Radharani became a little proud that Krishna was dancing with her alone. A little bit of pride, transcendental pride, albeit, but a little bit of pride. And Krishna immediately, to teach a lesson to everyone, he disappeared from the Rasa Dhin. To teach a lesson. Krishna's Atmarama. He's always enjoying. Just when you think you're giving him pleasure and he needs your pleasure, he's attached to you, he immediately disappears. So we have to become humble, because you are anasuyave, because you're non-envious. Pravakshami anasuyave. I'm telling you this, Arjuna. The most confidential knowledge, because you're not envious. So we have to become a little humble, and we have to get connected to a bona fide disciplic succession. And that means, practically, and this was a shock, 35, 36 years ago, when Prabhupada told it to that first group in New York, in the Bowery. They didn't know what was guru. It was a shock. Prabhupada said that guru means you have, initiation means you have to accept the guru as God. And then he left. He didn't say anything more. He'd been telling them the guru is not God, he's a servant of God, and then the first initiation, you must accept guru as God. And then he got up and left. But I have a question. No, he just lived. And then later on he answered their questions. But it's a fact. Now how does that work? How does that work? Well, it works for the disciple as much as anything. In fact, it works more for the disciple, I would say, because guru doesn't get anything except for headaches. Oh my God, I just read about the disciples' problems today. such a nice man, but such terrible problems. Family, and I'm expected to solve them. Forget it. That's why I took sannyas, right? 26 years ago, I took sannyas so I could solve, I could be a marriage counselor. Oh, gosh. So, no. You have to, it works for you because Krishna says that you accept my devotee. Yame bhakta jana partha. My devotee is my very self. Padvidi pranipatena. You become an associate of self-realized persons. An association ultimately means initiation. Either siksha or diksha. And that means respect. Tadvijnanartham sat gurumeva abhigacchet. It's not an option. Choose yes if you want to accept guru. Choose no if you decide not to have one. There's no option. It's abhigacchet. It must be done. There's no question. Now when you do that, yes, Krishna, I surrender. Even if you don't like your guru, which hopefully that situation will arise. But you've shown your surrender. And Krishna says, this man has passed the first test. I like him. I will protect him. I will protect his devotional creeper. No matter what happens, he's mine now. He can't get away. He can't escape. So, there are four sampradayas that are described here. This is also described in the Puranas, the Padma Purana. The Rudra Sampradaya, the Kumara Sampradaya, the Prama Sampradaya, and Lakshmi Sampradaya. Coming from Swayam Sri Krishna, who is the original personality of Godhead, as confirmed by all great authorities, including Bhrigu, Muni, and so many others. Who have tested. Krishna is the supreme, and I don't care how many stories you've got about Lord Shiva, this or that. Okay, there are Bhagavan also, but Swayam Bhagavan is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And there are four sampradayas, and especially at this moment, the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is the most active, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated that he is Krishna. He demonstrated Krishna's power. I won't say he was empowered yet, Krishna, because he is Krishna. He demonstrated Krishna's power. And his representative, Srila Prabhupada, embodied his power. Srila Prabhupada has done wonderful mystical things. Therefore, it is up to us if we want to make progress in spiritual life, if we want to understand what is action and inaction, that we have to swallow a little pride. We had a chance to meet Prabhupada, many of us, when we came here to America, but we were doing our education, we were doing so many things, preparing for our families. And you have nice families, you have, my hat is off, your cultural conversion is complete, you have a wonderful community, not all Indians, but you have many things right. But now you have to get linked up to Srila Prabhupada through his disciples who underwent the austerity to serve him and who are the first in line to get his blessings. It's not that you can't get his blessing, but those who are first in line are the ones who have faithfully renounce their opportunities for higher education and family and material facility, and therefore you have to find out someone who can guide you. And it's mystical, it's magical. I am now a believer. I was just in Brazil. I've been there a few times this last few years. I saw this tantric, or I didn't really call him a tantric. He's a healer. They're there in India, but this man was very powerful. I saw with my own eyes take out tumors. People were cured. I saw him tell people to walk. They walked. Been in a wheelchair for 25 years. So mystical things happen, but this is transcendental mystical. The arrangement between disciple, guru, and Krishna. Your goal is Krishna, but Krishna is telling you, you go through my devotee, for sure you will come to me. So one of those persons, a very favorite of those persons, very dear friend of mine, who gave up his opportunities for education. In the 70s, he was doing his master's in engineering. In the 70s, he could have easily been very successful, brilliant man anyway, and a Surati Brahmana also. And I'll tell you something else about him. Prabhupada told him that he should do Bhagavad Sapta. He's the only devotee I ever heard who Prabhupada told him he should be our Bhagavad Sapta to face Murari Bapu and this Bapu, and we should have Yasomati Nandan Bapu. So I'll ask him.